Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie.
You're listening to Nostalgia, the podcast brought to you by the feeling when you eat something from your childhood and it tastes just as good to you as an adult.
I feel like those are few and far between sometimes.
It never happens. It's an imaginary feeling. Yeah. I think it's never. Do you have anything like that?
My mom used to make this really good dinner. You know, it was like a chicken dinner, and the last time I had it before I gave up eating meat, it was just as good as I remember, you know?
Mm. Kate, what do you know about Flintstones push-ups?
I know that they are vaguely orange-flavored. I know that I really enjoyed them as a kid. We would, like, go and buy them if this was a treat-type outing. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd stop at, like, the supermarket or, like, the little corner store and you could pick a thing, and usually I would get a push pop.
Oh.
I know that they have cardboard around the outside, and sometimes the cardboard would just kind of like melt a little bit into your mouth.
It was weirdly good. I don't know why that's a good thing, but that was a good thing, I feel like, as a child. Maybe
and
just because you're...
they had Fred Flintstone on them.
And maybe we're associating the goodness of the sherbet with the weird experience of the cardboard, and it just all becomes good.
When I was little, I was wondered if the Flintstones had anything to do with the fact that Fred Flintstone's caveman toga is orange and the sherbet is orange. But.
Oh, that's a very good point. There really doesn't seem to be much of a connection. All right,
go ahead, hurry up, because my push treat's melting.
I know you think it's melting while I do the history. The Flintstones premiered in 1960. The first couple years they were on the air, they were sponsored by Winston Cigarettes. Famously, there are commercials of the Flintstones characters smoking cigarettes and talking about how delicious they are.
Winston packs rich tobaccos specially selected and specially processed for good flavor in filter smoking.
Yeah, buddy, Winston tastes good, like a cigarette juice.
So the Flintstones and advertising go together from the get-go. Later, the Flintstones audience was skewing younger in the mid-60s, so Welch's grape juice came in and took over for cigarettes, you know?
Yeah, like, if the audience was 8-year-olds, we could advertise these Winston cigarettes, but since they're 6, we might as well do grape juice.
In the late 60s, Flintstones chewable vitamins hit the scene. Mm. For some reason, Flintstones have just always been used to sell stuff. In 1971, Post Consumer Brands relaunched a cereal they used to have called Sugar Rice Crinkles, which were pretty unsuccessful. I knew you'd love the name.
I don't want to eat something that is called a crinkle.
Nobody did, which is why when they renamed it Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles and used the Flintstones to advertise it, it sold much better. And they're still around. They've had lots of incarnations since. There was like Marshmallow Cocoa Pebbles, which sounds real good, but doesn't exist anymore. Sherbert push-up ice cream novelties date back to the 1950s. Okay, it's been an ice cream novelty for a while, but in around 1990, what I'm sad about this episode is there are no concrete dates for these. No one has kept historical record, and I contacted Nestle, and nobody got back to me.
Nestle's evil, though.
Oh, very true. We shouldn't be buying these. Although these are...
these are the Target Up and Up push treats.
Correct. So we're not supporting Nestle with this. But around 1990, the Flintstones were introduced to help sell push-ups. They're called push-ups. I always thought they were called push-pops, but they're not. You called them push-pops earlier.
Yeah.
I think that's a that's like a, what's that thing called?
The Mandela effect?
Yeah, I think
I think my parents just said, here, have this push-pop.
Oh, okay. So maybe people were saying them wrong to us as kids.
Yes.
The flavors were Yabba Dabba Doo Orange, Bedrock Berry, Lime Rock Lime, Stone Age Strawberry, Vanillasaurus, which sounds real good. Some of them were solid colors and some had a pinwheel. There was also one that combined all the flavors into one pinwheel-looking one, which seems kind of gross. One had Nerds candies in it, embedded in it. But the only other, I was going to talk about the cardboard tube, how it's like a toilet paper roll, but you already covered that. Mm-hmm. The other thing, though, of course, is the pusher. Do you remember that the box, you could cut out the box that it came in and use these as wheels to make a Flintstones car?
No. We didn't get a box of push treats.
Oh, right. You only got one.
We got one individual push treat every other month.
Right. Well, if you had the box, you could turn it into a car.
I couldn't just reach into my fridge and have a push treat anytime I wanted.
They also, I would use these for umbrellas for my action figures as well, if you rinse it off.
Like a little parasol?
Uh-huh. Along with the little table from the pizza box, you know? Mm. All right. Ready to try it and see if it... When's the last time you had one? Childhood?
Oh, God. Yeah. I must have been like 8 or 9.
Well, let's see if they live up to your memory.
It seems vaguely sticky.
It's very sticky on the outside. It's like it's melted and reformed.
Is this supposed to keep, like, kids' hands clean?
Yes, but I think it's going to fail.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Here it comes.
Give it a try. See what you think.
There's a push treat. Oh, it's very lopsided. Mine's not pushing up right. It's not as creamy as I remember. But maybe it's freezer burnt from our freezer.
Could be.
I'm getting a little creaminess now.
Yeah, when you get into the middle, it is a bit creamier. That might just be the icy outside.
I could make one of these push pops last until the cardboard basically melted into my mouth.
I've already pushed mine all the way into my stomach.
Yeah, somehow you managed to just not chew that, did you?
So what's your strategy? I am scraping the top with my front teeth.
Oh, I just kind of...
let it melt? That's probably a better strategy. I'm kind of making shaved ice.
Yeah, don't shave it with your teeth. Your teeth are going to hurt them. Tasty, but not the super treat that I remember, but maybe it's just because I've eaten, like, I don't know, Haagen-Dazs between 8 years old and now.
This is one of the rare times this tastes pretty much exactly like I remember. I wish the other flavors were still around. So we didn't mention, the Flintstones are no longer used to advertise this, and they went away again. We don't have an exact date, but sometime around the late 90s or early aughts. But all of the flavors went with them, so all I can find is a sherbet one, which is good. It's the standard. As you said, it matches Fred Flintstone's toga.
I don't know. I'm, like, not dying to finish it.
Don't worry. I'll finish yours.
I don't know. I think it's something about, like, you almost have to bite it to get to the center, and then your teeth hurt.
Hmm. Could it be that now that you're 30, you don't have the invincible teeth you once had as a child?
That's very possible. I had very strong teeth. I had to take special fluoride vitamins because I had well water.
Oh. Yeah, so you probably did have super strong teeth.
I did. I had to take, like, a special fluoride chewable vitamin. Because we didn't have any fluoride in our water.
You may not get there, but the bottom is weird. And I actually remember this. The bottom is, like, super sticky and weird and concentrated.
Yeah, I don't...
You done with it? You didn't even want to finish yours. That's the review in and of itself, huh?
I wasn't amazed.
A couple more final notes. Number one, researching this episode sparked my memory. Do you remember the Lion King Bug Pops? It was a popsicle with gummy bugs inside.
Oh, no.
And so you would, like... you know, suck on the popsicle or chew on it as I do. And then eventually, like they're suspended in amber, you'd get to these gummy, you know, like a gummy worm, but a bug. Like Timon and Pumbaa might eat.
No. Oh, man.
God, I really want to try one of those, but no one makes them anymore.
Very upsetting. Just like a frozen gummy seems like it would be really difficult to eat.
Oh, no, that's good. That's like when I go to Friendly's and get gummy bears on my sundae.
What kind of monster are you?
And the final thought I want to leave you with is this commercial from 1990 around the introduction of these.
Pusha!
Yabba dabba do!
A yabba dabba a dabba do! Yeah, Flintstones push-ups, that's what's cool!
Push-ups, Flintstones push-ups!
A modern stone age sherbet treat! A taste right out of history!
Push-ups!
Six.
A foodie flavor!
Fred, Barney, Wilma too! Make every bite more fun for you!
Push-ups, Flintstones push-ups! A taste right out of history!
Oh man, it's just a bunch of kids in like parachute pants. And Fred Flintstone is rapping. It's a modern Stone Age sherbet treat.
What's your final thoughts on that? Disappointing?
A little disappointing. My mouth is cold. And
that's what ice cream is supposed to do.
Yeah, about. I didn't like it though. I'm not willing to suffer for that.
Mm-hmm. So it's just, it didn't seem to live up to your childhood memory. So sorry. So sorry, Kate. Well, tell us what to eat next. Send us a voice message. Send us an email, nostalgia@aol.com. Contact us on social media and just go to our website, www.nostalgia.org.
And I'll give you extra points if you make it something cheesy, because I'm in the mood to eat something cheesy.
Out of the mists of prehistory comes the star of the Stone Age with new Flintstones Cool Cream Push-Ups. It takes a dinosaur to bring you a taste this big. Fruity Flintstone sherbet and creamy cool vanilla. A cool combination is strawberry or orange.
Cool Cream. Ah.
New Flintstones Cool Cream Push-Ups. Another taste right out of history.